right, welcome back. Who's talking? The Happy Who Year edition. Certainly belated Merry Christmas to our listeners out there, as well as wishing everyone a splendid, safe, and happy new year, and hopefully be a great year in 2015 for all of us. As we said in the first segment, Frank Maloney enjoying a little rest and relaxation up at Wintergreen, skiing with some friends, and filling in tonight for Frank is our buddy and analyst and expert researcher, Chris Sill. So, Chris, thanks for being in the studio helping out here.
Absolutely. How about?
And still hoping to hear from Ted Jeffries. We may have had a mixed signal. Ted was supposed to call in at about 6:12. Haven't heard from him, so we hope everything's all right with Ted.
Well, in light of him not calling in, I'll just go ahead and we'll pretend like you're the
current analyst, right? Instead of the former analyst.
Exactly. So,
and our fans, by the way, 345-0910. If you want to call in the next few minutes, if you have a comment or question about the current basketball team, feel free to give us a call.
So, you know, you look at the Harvard game and UVA, you know, really put them away early, but then they kept the pressure on Harvard the entire game. And, you know, I think that took a lot of mental dedication and focus. Talk a little bit about that and about this team and how it's been different from years past and teams past, that, you know, how much more focus and ability they have to do that.
Well, it's funny, you know, you mentioned that, and I traded emails with Wally Walker earlier today about him being on the show next week. And in his response, he made reference to the fact that he's never seen a team that was as focused on every possession as this team is, and he said he'd never seen that at any level. And obviously, he's been around the college game and the pro game for a long time. So, one of the questions I was going to talk to Ted about, you know, tomorrow, December the 30th, 2013, is the 1 year anniversary of the blowout loss at Tennessee last year. Just not to bring up bad subjects, but 87-52.
Think about how long ago that really feels like. I mean, it's like a totally different year.
I was going to ask Ted, what's the difference? Obviously, Virginia had a very good basketball team last year. They had senior leadership in Joe Harris and Akil Mitchell, and yet they had a disastrous loss like that. But to their credit, they were able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and I think that was last year, the key week, where the loss to Tennessee is followed by the road win at Florida State, which really righted the ship. And we know, you know, what a good year it was the rest of the way, a 16-2 regular season in the ACC, an ACC tournament championship, Sweet 16. So, I mean, a great year for Virginia basketball last year. And I guess my question, you know, is, you know, how is this team, are they that mature that we don't have to worry about anything like that? You know, it seems like teams a lot of times go through kind of a low point during the course of the season. Clearly, that has not been the case in the pre-conference schedule. Hopefully, it won't be going forward, but I just think there's a lot of maturity on this team.
A lot of maturity, and it seems like a lot of people, you know, everyone on the team knows their role and where they fit in. And last year, it took a longer time for Tony and the whole team to figure that out with that 9-4 start. And once they clicked into gear, everyone got it. And it really seems this team, when subs come in and out, it's seamless. There's no real change in the momentum or the pace or the rhythm.
Well, and you can't, in my view, overestimate the fact that London Perantes this year is an experienced point guard. And I know a lot of people have said that London really doesn't seem to be playing quite as well as he did last year, particularly on the offensive end. You know, he's still
rehabbing probably a little bit.
A little bit, but I mean, his experience out there and his ability to run the show. I mean, you know, between he and Malcolm Brogdon, you know, the experience level in the backcourt, the steadiness, it's just amazing. And I think it's led them to be, you know, clearly one of the best teams in the country with a very bright future looking forward in the rest of the year. And, you know, the offensive development, I mean, you look at Anthony Gill. Last December vis-a-vis this December, you know, because he really blossomed during the course of the regular season in the ACC last year and has become a very consistent offensive threat. Mike Toby certainly has developed, so it's nice Brogdon continues to play exceptionally well. So, I mean, there are a lot of pieces on this team, and they have a nice mix of the seven veteran guys added to by, obviously, Devin Hall and the Shyock kid, as well as the Wilkins kid, you know, two true freshmen and a redshirt freshman. So, you know, we could be scary good before it's all said and done.
Well, Andy Katz did a little piece in his three-point play, I guess it was earlier this week or over the weekend, and in it he talked about the matchup he wants to see happen is Kentucky and UVA at some point in the Elite Eight or Final Four, the championship game. And I know that's looking way down the road, but I'd love to see, obviously, how we do against their setup. You know, you watch the Louisville game, and it was a low-scoring, grinded-out kind of game, especially in the first half this past weekend. And just interested to see how UVA would react to that kind of caliber team. And I guess we'll see it in a couple of weeks with Duke January 20th, right? And then and Louisville after that.
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges, you know, going forward. And you know, what's the all coaching logo? Respect all, fear none. So, I mean, yeah. you the most important game is on the schedule is the next game, which right now is the Davidson game.
You're giving me coach speak, Paba?
Yeah, I was around a lot of coaches over the years. But, you know, during the Harvard game, I think I kind of jokingly remarked to my wife, Linda, I said, you know, maybe we ought to skip the whole season and just go to that first Monday in April and let Virginia play Kentucky and settle it all, get it over with. Right. But, it would be an amazing contrast. Of course, as you say, the Louisville-Kentucky game really became a defensive struggle, and it sort of goes back to what we talked to Dan Bonner about the other day. I asked Dan, are teams today that much better defensively, or can kids not shoot anymore? And he answered yes. So, so I think, you know, the defense is clearly better. You know, they have a lot of film study, and I'm sure the coaches break down the various schemes of the opposition. So there's a lot of preparation and knowledge of what the other team's going to try to do, and then the athletic ability, the length. And I think there is something to be said for I don't think shooting the basketball is quite as much an art as it might have been back in the day of Wally Walker, Jim Hobgood, Jeff Lamp, and a few others. So, I mean, you know, I think the pure shooter is more the exception now than the norm.
Well, it's so much more of a physical game, obviously. You know, you got to be able to do a lot more. And
yeah, everybody wants to take it to the rim. You know, they want the Sports Center highlight dunk. You know, you get these guys out in the open court, they can be pretty spectacular. But sometimes you ask them to shoot a 15-foot pull-up jumper, and it's a little more difficult.
Right.
But nevertheless, well, I think we clearly have missed Coach Jeffries here.
We've been stiffed.
I left that in the hands of Frank Maloney and see what happened.
There you go.
But at any rate, so we got a couple of minutes before the next break. Again, if you want to call in and ask a question, 345-0910, or just make a comment about the basketball team. I think we're all excited about what Tony has done and what the future of the Virginia basketball program, not only this year, but looking forward. I kind of remarked during the VCU game, Darian Atkins, the only senior on the team, did not play. Now, I guess it's always possible that one or two players may decide to leave early, but there's at least the possibility that the bulk of this team could
they
be back next year,
yeah.
And that would be kind of frightening, I think, for other teams in the ACC.
Yeah.
Especially in the era of one and done. You know, John Calipari, he'll probably have 10 new McDonald's All-Americans next year.
Yeah, he'll do okay, though. That'll be interesting. And, I mean, not only that, we got guys coming back, but people in the wings, you see these young guys that are, I mean, Shyock's been great to watch.
You know, and we have the
mature, and Dominic Wilkins is
the transfer kid from Tennessee who's sitting out. You know,
that's right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like the cupboard is empty.
Nope.
But you look at the group next year: Toby Anderson, Brogdon, Nolte, and who am I forgetting? But I think there are clearly four or five juniors who potentially could be seniors next year. So that would be a big loss. Coach Bennett, I think next year on senior night, Tony may need to pull out a hanky because I think he, maybe he, even he will be crying to say goodbye to those five guys at the same time. You know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you want to do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game?
Yeah, the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. Chris and I voted and decided it was Santa Claus. Santa Claus had another great year this year, so we really didn't have a whole lot of athletic activity between last week's show and this week. We have Terry calling in real quick. Terry, you're on Who's Talking. Give us your question or comment.
Hey, Jim and Chris, how are you?
We're doing well.
Doing great, man.
Merry
how
Christmas
doing?
And Happy New Year.
You
thank you.
Sir.
Just want to say you guys are doing a fantastic job. Really enjoy listening to the show. And I wanted to know if you all heard any of these rumors about Bennett going to UCLA. Any news on that? I know it's kind of crazy.
On whom but going to UCLA?
Tony Bennett.
Oh.
It's on the Sabre.com. There's all these things out there flying.
You know,
I think Tony Bennett, the singer, might be doing a concert at UCLA.
That's right, out at Pauley Pavilion, you know.
Well, that's what I thought would be the case. I just can't imagine that happening.
I must admit, I did see the singer Tony Bennett here in Richmond about a week or so ago, and he was terrific. He's 88 years old and going strong. So, we'll let that Tony Bennett go out to UCLA. To be honest, you know, I mean, Dan Dockage, again, going back to his commentary in the Harvard game, he specifically made reference to the fact that Tony Bennett had been offered the Indiana job and turned it down. So I think he specifically understood that he and his system was a good match for a school like the University of Virginia. So,
well, I can't imagine anyone being a better fit for Virginia than Tony Bennett. He's been fantastic.
No, and I my expectation is that Coach Bennett will be the coach at Virginia for a long time to come, but you know, you never know. UCLA is a brand portal, but I think by the time Coach Bennett's done, Virginia may be a brand portal.
Well, you have a lot of connections up there, Jim, so I'm sure you pull a lot of weight up there, and, you know, just hearing you say that, Tony might rethink this whole thing.
I would think so. You know, if Hobo says stay, he's going to stay.
I see that. Well, listen, you guys keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. Your voice certainly sounds familiar, especially to Chris.
Well, tell Chris that Terry says hello and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Who's Talking. When we come back, I think we really will have Coach London on the line when we come back, so stay tuned. More after these messages.